It was a normal spring evening in Columbus, Ohio. A young medical student was out celebrating the start of spring break with his friends, a chance to unwind after the stress of exams. The night was filled with laughter, music, and drinks. By all accounts, it was an ordinary night. But what happened next defies explanation. Surveillance footage shows the young man entering a popular campus bar in the early hours of the night. He is seen having a great time, laughing, chatting with friends, even speaking briefly with two women. And at the end of the night, everyone is seen leaving the bar, except for that young man. Somehow, no camera caught him walking out, and no one remembered seeing him leave. It was as if he vanished into thin air, right there, in the middle of a crowded bar under the unblinking eyes of security cameras. But how is that possible? How could someone disappear in a place so public? Did he leave through a route no one noticed? Or did he fall victim to foul play? Some even believe that he staged his own disappearance. Either way, there's been no trace of him. No clues, no sightings, not even the faintest breadcrumb for nearly two decades. With this episode of Still Unsolved, we hope to change that. This is the case of Brian Schaefer.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brian Schaefer was born on February 25, 1979, in Pickerington, Ohio. He grew up in a close-knit family with his parents, Randy and Renee, and his younger brother, Derek. From a young age, Brian was known for his intelligence, charm, and kindness, traits that endeared him to everyone who met him. He excelled academically and showed an aptitude for science, eventually setting his sights on a career in medicine. Friends and family often described him as a compassionate individual with a playful sense of humor and a zest for life. After graduating from Pickerington High School, Brian attended Ohio State University, where he earned a degree in microbiology. His academic success and dedication led him to pursue a medical degree at Ohio State's College of Medicine. Brian's ambition was driven not just by his love for science, but also by a genuine desire to help others. His peers and professors respected him for his work ethic and positive outlook, even as he navigated the rigorous demands of medical school. Brian wasn't just a studious individual. He also had a fun, loving, and adventurous side. He loved music, particularly the laid-back island vibes of Jimmy Buffett, and often joked about wanting to trade his lab coat for a life on the beach. He played guitar in his free time and enjoyed spending evenings with friends at local bars and music venues. Despite the intense pressures of his medical training, Brian managed to maintain a balance between his academic and social life. But Brian's life would have its share of struggles. Tragedy struck Brian's family in 2006 when his mother passed away from cancer. Her death deeply affected Brian, as the two had shared a close bond. Renee had been a source of inspiration and support throughout his life, and her loss left a noticeable void. However, those who knew Brian observed that he was trying to move forward. He remained committed to his studies and appeared to be planning for the future. His girlfriend, Alexis Wagner, described him as hopeful and optimistic, even in the face of personal loss. Brian and Alexis had been dating for over a year and shared a strong connection. Alexis, also a medical student, described Brian as her soulmate and believed their relationship was heading toward marriage. In fact, Brian had secretly planned to propose to her during an upcoming vacation to Miami which he had arranged as a getaway to celebrate the end of the semester. This trip symbolized a fresh start for Brian, a chance to step away from the stress of medical school and the grief of losing his mother. But things would change for Brian. Despite the emotional challenges he faced, Brian seemed poised for a bright future. Those close to him saw no signs of trouble or distress, and there appeared to have been an understanding that Brian wasn't going anywhere. That made it all the more puzzling when he vanished one day. His disappearance shocked everyone who knew him, not just because of its mysterious circumstances, but because it was so out of character. Brian had dreams, plans, and loved ones who believed he was on the cusp of achieving great things. His sudden vanishing not only left a void in their lives, but its mysterious nature ignited a mystery that endures to this day. On Friday, March 31st, 2006, Brian began his spring break by making plans to celebrate with friends. He had just completed a grueling week of medical school exams and was looking forward to unwinding. That evening, Brian had dinner with his friend and former roommate, Clint Florence. The two dined at a steakhouse and discussed their plans for the night. According to Clint, Brian appeared to be in good spirits and very excited to kick off his break. After dinner, Brian and Clint headed to the Ugly Tuna Saloon, a popular bar near the Ohio State University campus. The bar was known for its lively atmosphere and student-friendly vibe. They arrived at around 9 p.m. and had a few drinks before venturing out to visit other nearby bars in the Arena District. The two were later joined by Clint's friend, Meredith Reed, who offered to give them a ride back to the Ugly Tuna toward the end of the evening. Surveillance footage from the Ugly Tuna captured Brian, Clint, and Meredith entering the bar at approximately 1:15 a.m. The footage shows Brian chatting with two women, appearing relaxed and friendly. After their conversation, Brian walked back into the bar. Somehow, this would be the last time that anyone saw him. Despite the presence of multiple surveillance cameras monitoring the entrance and exit, Brian is never seen leaving the bar. When the bar closed at 2 a.m., patrons began to file out. Clint and Meredith waited outside for Brian, assuming he would join them shortly. However, he never appeared. Initially, they thought he might have left on his own or caught a ride with someone else. But concern grew when they realized he hadn't returned to his apartment. Over the next several hours, friends and family attempted to reach him, but their efforts were unsuccessful. The following Monday, April 3rd, Brian's father became alarmed when his son missed a planned trip to Miami with his girlfriend. Alexis had tried calling and texting Brian throughout the weekend with no response. When Brian failed to show up at the airport for their flight, she and Randy reported him missing to the Columbus Police Department. Investigators quickly launched a search, but the circumstances surrounding Brian's disappearance were baffling. Columbus police initially focused their efforts on the Ugly Tuna Saloon, the last place Brian was seen. The bar's layout, with a single public entrance and exit monitored by surveillance cameras, presented a significant challenge. The footage clearly showed Brian entering the bar at 1:15, but offered no evidence of him leaving. Investigators were left to consider whether he had somehow slipped out unnoticed or exited through a restricted area, not fully covered by cameras. And if he did, what was the reason? Police interviewed bar staff, patrons, and anyone who had interacted with Brian that night. Clint Florence, the friend who accompanied Brian to the bar, reported nothing unusual about his behavior. Clint described Brian as being in good spirits and sociable throughout the evening. Meredith Reed, who joined the group later, also stated that Brian appeared normal and didn't seem distressed or intoxicated. Both Clint and Meredith claimed they had no idea where Brian went after they left the bar. Attention soon turned to the surrounding area, The Ugly Tuna was located near a heavily trafficked part of Columbus, with ongoing construction projects, dark alleys, and access points to the Olentangy River. Investigators conducted thorough searches of the construction sites, fearing Brian might have fallen or been injured in an accident. Divers were deployed to search the river, but no evidence of Brian was discovered. Even with an extensive search effort, there were no physical clues to suggest what had happened to him. And with no solid leads or evidence, investigators would be left with no other choice but to entertain different theories. As days turned into weeks, investigators began to explore alternative theories. One possibility was that Brian had chosen to leave voluntarily, perhaps to escape the pressures of medical school or the grief from his mother's recent death. Those close to him, including his girlfriend Alexis and his father Randy, strongly rejected this idea. They pointed out that Brian had been making concrete plans for the future, including a trip to Miami, where he intended to propose to Alexis. His disappearance seemed completely out of character. Adding to the mystery were Brian's untouched belongings. His car was found parked at his apartment, and there was no activity on his credit cards, bank accounts, or cell phone after the night he disappeared. This lack of financial or digital footprints suggested he hadn't planned to vanish. If Brian had intended to leave voluntarily, he would have needed access to resources, yet there was no sign he had prepared for such a move. One of the most prominent theories is that Brian was the victim of foul play. Some speculate that he was abducted or attacked after leaving the Ugly Tuna Saluna. However, this theory is complicated by the lack of any surveillance footage showing Brian exiting the bar. Investigators considered the possibility that he may have used a staff or emergency exit not fully covered by cameras. If Brian did leave through an alternative route, he could have encountered someone outside who wished him harm. Despite this, no witnesses reported seeing anything suspicious near the bar that night, and no evidence of foul play has ever been found. Another theory suggests that Brian suffered an accidental death, which raises its own set of questions. The area around the Ugly Tuna included several construction sites and dangerous, poorly lit areas. Could Brian have wandered into a nearby construction site, fallen, and been fatally injured? If this were the case, it's possible his body was inadvertently concealed or removed during construction work. But his body would have been discovered after extensive searches of the area. Construction workers and law enforcement scoured these sites in the days following his disappearance, yet no signs of Brian were ever found. A more controversial idea is that Brian voluntarily disappeared to start a new life. Supporters of this theory point to Brian's recent struggles, including the grief from his mother's death and the pressures of medical school, as potential motivators. The idea that Brian voluntarily disappeared is also riddled with unanswered questions. If he had wanted to start a new life, why would he leave behind his car, credit cards, and phone? For someone starting anew, those are essential resources. Not only did he leave them behind, but his bank account has remained inactive since his disappearance. Could he have been dealing with hidden struggles or pressures that he didn't share with anyone? It's possible, but it appears to be a certainty that this was not a planned disappearance. Even if it was a spur-of-the-moment decision, Brian would still need to access his finances to be able to live on his own. And how could it have been possible for Brian to have been living among a whole new community of people and not have been recognized for nearly 20 years? The case's bizarre nature has also fueled more outlandish and speculative theories. Some internet sleuths have proposed supernatural explanations, including claims that Brian was abducted by non-human entities or slipped into another dimension. While these ideas are purely speculative and unsupported by evidence, they underscore the frustration felt by those searching for answers. The lack of any concrete clues has left room for even the most far-fetched possibilities. Adding complexity to the case is the behavior of Brian's friend, Clint Florence. Clint was the last known person to see Brian alive and has been accused of being uncooperative during the investigation. While Clint provided an initial statement to police, he later refused to take a polygraph test. This refusal has led some to suspect he may know more than he's revealed. However, police have never named Clint as a suspect or found any evidence linking him to Brian's disappearance. Was Clint's reluctance to fully cooperate due to guilt, fear, or simply distrust of the investigative process? This question continues to divide opinions among those following the case. Despite years of speculation, no single theory has been able to fully explain Brian Schaefer's disappearance. Each possibility has its strengths and weaknesses, but the complete lack of evidence makes it impossible to confirm or rule out any scenario. The disappearance of Brian Schaefer is a case that defies explanation, standing as one of the most baffling mysteries of the 21st century. How could a young man, full of life and plans for the future, vanish without a trace from a bar, filled with people and under the watch of surveillance cameras? For Brian's family and friends, the lack of closure has been a source of immense pain. His father, Randy Schaefer, spent the rest of his life advocating for the search and holding out hope for answers. He passed away in 2008 without ever knowing what happened to his son. Brian's brother and his girlfriend have also been left to grapple with a void filled with unanswered questions. For them, each passing year without a breakthrough is another reminder of how little they truly know about Brian's fate. While the chances of solving the case may diminish with time, hope remains that one day the truth will emerge. Until then, the disappearance of Brian Schaefer remains still an unsolved mystery.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.